Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 5th, 2023. Understand or accept? Question. You said that we need not understand the Creator's actions, but should accept them. But I always try to analyze what I did wrong and where I am disconnected from the Creator. Are you saying that I do not need to do this? Answer. Why not? It is just not the main thing. The main thing is to accept and justify what the Creator sends us. Question. Does it mean that I still need to understand what mistake I made, that He pushes me away from Him? Answer. You can ask the Creator to help you understand this. But whether you get an answer or not depends on Him, not on you. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 17, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. What is support in the Torah, in the work? Two qualities in one person. Question. What is the difference between an absolute righteous and an absolute wicked? Answer. As a rule, both states are in the same person. A person reveals oneself in this way relative to the Creator, either as an absolute righteous or an absolute wicked, because these states cannot be manifested simultaneously. Question. Should I treat my friends in the ten as absolutely righteous, and if so, how will this help to reveal to them that they are wicked? Answer. It does not matter who they think they are or who you think they are. In any case, you should think that they are absolutely righteous, and then you will be able to come closer to them and through them to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 20, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. He will save them from the hand of the wicked. Everyone needs unity. Question. It is no secret that it is very difficult for women to unite. Where can we get the strength that would push us to unite? What should prayer be like to strengthen us? Answer. A prayer for unity. There is no need to complain about the fact that you are women and it is harder for you than for men. There are some actions that are easier for a woman to perform than for a man. With regard to their egoism, each person receives suitable strength. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 20, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What it means that the world was created for the Torah. The group's common diary. Question. When we come to the awareness of evil, how can we use it correctly? After all, we have no other fuel to achieve bestowal. Answer. First, we gather in the ten. Second, we agree to unite, and we write down in the group's common diary everything that opens up between us and interferes with our unification. All the properties that prevent us from being in the right connection are called Yetzirah, evil inclination, bad qualities that are opposite to the properties of the Creator. We must get rid of them. So write everything down in a group journal and then check once a week whether you were able to get rid of something or not. This will lead you to a correct understanding of who you are. In addition, write down your impressions of connecting with friends. What pushes you away from them or brings you closer? It is very important. There is no need to hide anything. Question. Wouldn't it put them off if they read how negatively I feel about them? Answer. No, it won't put them off. To the contrary, they will see that you are an honest person, that they can deal with you because you see your shortcomings and write them down so as not to forget them and to analyze them when you are in a different mood or a different state. The point is that when you no longer focus on negative thoughts, you begin to figure out past states and try to work with them. And at the end of the week, you can get together, read your common diary, and talk with each other. This will make you more open to each other and understand each other more. Do not be shy. In a group you should be like one person with one heart. You cannot imagine how much as a result of this work a space filled with the Creator will open to you. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 21, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulama: transgression does not extinguish a mitzvah. Become an example for the friends. Question. It is said, if I am not for myself, then who is for me? How can we understand this? Answer. You have to think about how to constantly advance. For this, you should join a group, get closer to your friends, and be an example for them, so that they in turn become an example to others, in a circle. As a result, you will form a great force of striving for connection into which you will simply be sucked. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 19, 2023. Writings of Rabash: who needs to know that a person withstood a test? The spiritual state of the night of the bride. Question. The article "The Night of the Bride" in the introduction to the Book of Zohar begins with the fact that Rabbi Shimon studied the Torah at night when the bride unites with her husband. Who are the husband and the bride? What is it about? Answer. The night of the bride is a state that humanity goes through before attaining the Creator, when the Creator does not yet reveal the desires of people in order to awaken their hearts. In other words, night is a state of concealment, bride is all of humanity, our soul, our desires, and husband is the Creator. Question. Why then could it not be written, humanity unites with the Creator? Why specifically bride and her husband? Answer. I think that Rabbi Shimon decided to express what he felt in this way. Moreover, he expressed his feelings in this way because he felt spirituality very deeply, and not because he saw an artistic image according to which everything that humanity experiences before the revelation of the Creator is called night, and the connection of humanity with the Creator is called wedding ceremony. From CabTV's introduction of the Book of Zohar, November 12, 2023. The world is the way we are capable of seeing it. We think that connection in the ten is the same as simple friendship, like with former classmates or other long-time friends with whom it is easy and pleasant for us to be together. But the ten is not the same at all. By connecting with friends in the ten, we build a spiritual kli. Through this, we attract the Creator, the good who does good, into our connection, and it is He who corrects our state. Therefore, connection in the ten is not just a friendly connection, but the attraction of a higher spiritual force into our connection, the only force that can correct everything. And if we want to change the picture of the world that appears before us today with its wars and sufferings in practice and get closer to the Creator, then we need to get closer to our friends, as it is said, from love to friends to love of the Creator. And then, within our connection, the Creator will be revealed, and we will feel how the state of the world changes. All states that we see around us are actually our personal, internal states. We do not see what is truly happening in the world, but we see only what we are capable of seeing in it. And if we want to see that not only the power of judgment rules in the world, but love and mercy, we can do this through the power of our unity and prayer to the Creator. The power of judgment will completely disappear only at the very last stage of final correction. The main thing is to rise now from the feeling of this world, the lowest reality, and feel that the Creator is doing everything for our benefit to raise us higher and higher. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 15, 2023. Writings of Rabash: what is the meaning of "reply unto your heart"? The world is a reflection of our qualities. Question. All I see around me are reflections of some of my qualities. How do I recognize these images in myself through seeing something from the outside and receiving some information? Answer. I am not interested in external images. These are all false, they are my contrived ideas and our temporary, illusory world. It is depicted by our qualities as if it exists outside of us, but it is inside of us, the galaxy, the universe, and so are all my inner qualities. At the first spiritual degree, it takes such a low position that Kabbalah simply does not deal with it. Let us say I have a dog. What difference does it make to me how the dog perceives its world? I am interested in feeling the world through higher qualities. Kabbalah uses low qualities only for analogy, to explain how to develop upper qualities in ourselves, and not to go deeper down. From KabTV's I Got a Call. Limitations of Vision and Hearing, November 29, 2011. There is no absence in spirituality. You already know that there is no absence in the spiritual, and that transference from place to place does not mean becoming absent from the first place and arriving at the next place, as in corporeality. Rather, they remain in the first place even after they have moved and arrived at the next place, as though lighting one candle from another, without the first being deficient. Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Science of Kabbalah. In spirituality, there is no moving from place to place. Everything that is in its place can also change and move to another without leaving the previous one. Comment: now even quantum physicists have discovered that electrons can be in different places at the same time. My response: this is not the same thing. In spirituality there is no transition from a past place to another raw reproduction, as is possible in our world. It is just that the property of each spiritual object is such that it does not disappear from where it once was, but generates another state from itself. Comment: for example, in one of the articles, Baal HaSulam gives an example of water that can freeze or evaporate, that is, change its properties. Answer: yes, but these are aggregate states. However, the essence does not change. From KabTV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, November 7, 2023.